Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Hey, you putting your thumbs up now, Sunday? I'm going to crush you. Another one. We had a technical difficulty last week. I go through this whole drill. We got another technical difficulty. Santi, know your equipment.
Yes.
Yeah, right, Santi. Oh, boy. I got to start again. Another podcast. Here we go. So, okay. I got to start. This is tough. I got to start again. But no one will know this. Okay. So I feel like I'm repeating myself, but no one will. Okay, so I went last week over a podcast about how to play winning doubles on the USTA level for 4-0, 4-5, or 3-5. Doubles on that level is a little different, a little nuanced than playing on the pro level. So our 4-0 team went to regionals 2 weeks ago, beat Monmouth, and they're in the sectional finals now. There's six other teams. They'll play five matches over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, basically, if they win that, then they go to Nationals, which will probably be in Florida or in Arizona. The key to playing winning doubles, this podcast is about playing winning doubles USTA league play. There's three big concepts, and inside those concepts, I'll give you some drills. Number one is owning the middle. That's the biggest, most important concept. Highest percentage of balls go down the middle because it's just an easier place to hit and there's a bigger court. So if someone's always covering the middle, you're going to win 60 to 70% of the points. Now, inside of covering the middle, it's just knowing where to stand. So they'll give you a couple of things to be able to do to be able to play winning doubles by owning the middle. So owning the middle means, number one, knowing where to stand. So on the serve side, when your partner's serving and you're at the net, you do not stand in the alley to cover it. You see that too many times. You stand in the middle of your box, covering more of the middle. And if you need to, go down on one knee if you feel uncomfortable with the server. Again, it's 6 inches higher on the down the line side than down the middle, so you want to be able to cover those balls. Any ball that stays above the net, in other words, it's not dipping low, you want to cross and get it. At the net, you almost want to play net post to net post tennis is what they say, but you have to start in the middle of your box, not in the alley. And usually you'll get the response that says, hey, I've gotten beaten down the line so many times, but if you look at the large sample size of a match, 10 out of 10 balls, 6 or 7 will go cross court, 3 will go down the line, you'll get one, and they'll maybe miss one, and they'll hit a winner for one. Again, there's always adjustments. If you get beat four times in a row down the line, then make an adjustment. But make sure they do that first. So another way to play offense and then play defense is playing triangular doubles. And that's what means you're in a staggered situation, one up, one back. And many times too much when we play doubles, we're standing and watching when we're at the net. We cannot stand and watch. And the big key is moving with the ball. And what you do is you move in a triangular position. So you start in the middle of your box. You try to cross. If you do not cross, the ball goes past you. You back up along that T-line or center line because you're going to play the middle. And you're going to guard that middle. You're going to wait till your partner hits. You hit it. When they hit, you split step. You watch the net person across from you. If that person's reacting to the ball, you stay in the middle. Too many times people just stay up or they back up and then they start to move up on contact when they shouldn't. You see that net person react in front of you. If that goes past the net person, then you move forward in a triangular position following the ball. Okay? Then you're going to try to cross again. If you don't, you back up again. So you're moving in this triangular position. Okay? So you're playing offense, trying to cross, backing up, playing defense. More points are won playing defense usually than playing offense. When you back up and slide to the middle and you play defense, it's a big deal. If you can extend that point, you frustrate the opponent. And what happens is this movement also forces the opponent into situations where they have to hit the ball a little better, try a little harder, try for a hard margin shot because you're always moving. If you're just standing there at the net waiting for the ball to come to you, it doesn't put a lot of pressure on the net person at all. So it's a big key to own the middle, doing it by playing triangular doubles and just where you stand. Quickly on the return side, if your partner's returning, you are standing in the middle of the court, basically. Obviously not on the other side. You can't cross the line, but you're going to stand right in that corner of that service box of your own and playing defense to start. You're just starting in the back position, okay? So that's a big key. So the second concept, which I have here, and I want to make sure I say it right, is understanding what you're giving is what you're getting. So inside of that, usually the shot you hit is the shot you get back. So there's too many times when I see people trying to cross when a serve goes down the tee when actually it then goes behind them. So usually if you serve a ball out wide, it comes back out wide and comes cross court. So the misconception is a ball goes down the tee and I'm going to like cross, and you're really not crossing. The ball will go back down the middle. Yeah, it will go back down the middle, but towards the volleyer. So it's either right, if you're on the deuce side, it's right of the tape and up the alley. So you just stay and hold. Because when somebody gets a ball that's served down the tee to them, it's a lot easier for them to go cross court or cross the ball, not cross court, but it will go down the line or down the middle. If a ball's fed out wide, it's a lot easier for them to see the angle and hit it out wide so you can cross more. So understanding what you give is what you get is very important. So if you're serving down the tee, it's going to go to your net partner. If you're serving out wide, it's going to go back to the server. And that's when the net person can cross more. Understand that nuance, too. It's a big deal. So what you give is what you get, and doubles will help you with everything. If you lob it deep over their head, what is going to come back, Santi?
You lob it deep over their head? Are they going to run to it?
Well, they're going to run to it, and right. If they get it 9 times out of 10, what are they going to do?
Lob back.
They're going to lob it back. Too many times people lob over their head. What do they do? They run in real close. And they
get
lost.
Too close to the ball, yeah.
So you get too close to the net. So you're going to run in. You're only going to run to the service line. Because that way you get a lob. You hit an easy overhead. Or you hit a volley. But it's going to be in the air. So that's another what you give is what you get. When you hit a low drop shot to someone, you're going to close because you're going to get a low drop shot back. Some things like that to understand about what you're giving is what you're getting. Third concept. What can really help you is understanding, in general, again, these are all generalities, things will change. If you hit a ground stroke and the ball bounces, you're going to move in. If the ball does not bounce, you're not going to move in, right? Because somebody's hitting it in the air. So with a bounce, you move forward. Without a bounce, you back up or stay where you are. So understanding those three concepts, own the middle by playing triangular doubles and knowing where to stand. What you give is what you get. Serve down the tee will come to the net person. Serve out wide will go out wide. One bounce or no bounce. One bounce, you're going to move forward in general. No bounces, you're going to back up or you're going to stay where you are. And I'll add a little extra on the USTA level. Professionals love overheads. USTA level, they hate overheads. So lob a lot in the USTA. They do not like the overheads. They do not like the weather. They don't like the sun. Make people hit a lot of overheads. So when you play your matches, if you can establish these three concepts, you'll probably win, I'd say, 80% of the matches. It's foolproof way to be able to, and again, you all have bad days, and somebody has a great day, and they just play so great that any shot you hit doesn't work. But think of those three concepts, and hopefully, they'll make your game a little better. I think we can definitely make people play better doubles if they incorporate these three concepts. We've done it. We've seen it. We're in the sectional final because of it, and I think we're going to win, hopefully, the section, go to the Nationals, I think, because of these concepts. So, Santi, anything you want to add from your experience with doubles in your life?
Yeah, so I played doubles in high school, first dubs, with my partner, my fellow captain. And it was funny because we didn't really have that much of a tennis background. Like, we never had private lessons and stuff. So we got beat by East Brunswick and those folks who had, you know, a sure. court right there, facility right there. I remember playing counties. And I wouldn't say we got destroyed, but I think we only got 2 games off of them. So it was pretty rough. But it's a lot of movement. People don't think doubles is a lot of movement. It's a lot of movement. You know, it is a little easier than sprinting for your own ball by yourself in singles, but definitely a lot of quick left and right movement, backing up, you know, especially if you're outside, stay hydrated, don't get dizzy, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
a big
that.
Key.
And
a lot
then
of ice.
Yeah.
A lot of ice, a lot of hydration. You can drink before. A lot of people drink the night before. They drink a lot of water the night before.
Yeah, liquids. Yeah.
Also,
I think an important thing in doubles is trust your partner and make sure you have a partner that understands how you play, as well as, you know, understands your weaknesses. If you don't see eye to eye, it's going to be a little rough. You can make it work, but it's – you don't want to – and don't blame each other. You know, there's no one to blame. You guys are a team, so don't get mad at each other. And if we're going at a high school level, you know, you might get paired up with somebody or your coach might think that two people work better together – and they might bump them up to first dubs versus second dubs, even though you might be a better player. But, you know, just know that it's about the relationship and how you work together to make a better team.
Yeah, we did I concentrated on the concepts. We did a full episode on how to deal with different partners and what to do.
Yeah,
and we did the whole thing.
That
you
one.
Can check back. I liked the episode. It was a pretty good episode. Covered all personalities and how you deal with it and things like that. So, yeah, but Santi's right. But if you want more on that, just go back to one of the episodes. I forget what episode number it is. It covers that, all those personalities. But let's hopefully that helped. It's a quick podcast to give you those three concepts. Hopefully it works. Good luck in your matches. Remember, stay active, everybody. Movement, answers in the actions. Good luck, everybody. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.